Tens of thousands of people in this province are out of work, missing a badly needed paycheck as many businesses have shut down. Not everything is closed, obviously. There are still businesses, but some people have been put out of work. It's just as simple as that because of the spread of COVID-19. Now, the federal government is offering some support, but it's going to be a little while before those checks actually start to roll out. We're at April 1st now. It'll likely be the middle of the month or maybe even closer to the third week before that money realistically starts moving on a regular basis. Now, Ian Penny is a licensed insolvency trustee and president of Janes and Noseworthy. He is on the line to discuss, the implications it's going to have on household finances. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
Well, not too bad. I mean, obviously, a lot of people, I'm concerned about the COVID-19, not just the medical effects. And, you know, I always sort of temper the conversations I have about the economy with folks. I mean, I'm looking at a death toll of almost 43,000 people globally. There's a family in this province grieving the loss of a loved one. For many people, thinking about the financial aspect of things is, you know, the furthest thing from their mind because they may be grieving or concerned that they have COVID. But at the same time, there are many people who are concerned about the economic impact it's going to have, not globally, but just within their own household and how they're going to feed their families. How difficult a time is it for people, do you think?
Well, I think there's people right now that don't have food in their fridge and they don't have money in their bank account. And for them, it's very real and very immediate. You know, others of us are worried about the longer term that have more financial stability, maybe have a little bit of savings built up that we can work through, even if we have lost our job. But for some people, it's very real this morning. And, you know, I think that the government's response is trying to address that in a very direct way. But as you pointed out correctly, there's a waiting period before the money actually gets to people.
Right. And we saw this with Snowmageddon just a couple of months back, where, you know, it's fine for some people to dart out to the store and get the extra bit of grub so they can get through a 3 or 4 day storm. But there's a lot of people out there, who don't have that ability. As you say, they don't have food this morning. So to wait till, say, the 15th of April to get some sort of an assistance check, that's not really any good. And, you know, you can't even go to a food bank at this point in time. Or if you do, it's a lot more complicated than it was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're getting calls from people that, you know, we're helping now with bankruptcies and proposals. And they're telling us, you know, I just can't make my payment this month. And then what assistance is available for me under the bankruptcy system? And, you know, we're still waiting for guidance from our regulator, the superintendent of bankruptcy, and it's been promised for a number of days, but so far we have no concrete guidance. So,
And what kind of guidance would that be?
Well, you know, we don't really know yet. Proposals and bankruptcies require monthly payments, and there's people that are telling us for very good reasons they can't make those payments. And, you know, right now all we can say is if you haven't got the money, you can't pay it, and we'll try and get you caught up when things return to normal. And who knows when that's going to be. Is it weeks or months? We don't know.
Right. So these are folks who've already declared bankruptcy or on a payment plan of some sort. And, you know, like folks who just aren't in bankruptcy but have Visa payments or whatever and have lost their jobs, they can't make those payments either. Everybody's kind of in the same boat here.
Yeah, and people are telling me, you know, there's the banks and other lenders have come out with programs to defer mortgage payments and car payments and things like that. But, you know, obviously the lines are busy and they can't get through. And they're calling us sort of panicking, wondering what to do. So it's crazy times for sure.
Are collection agencies tending to slack off a little bit now? Do you know that the calls aren't coming in, given the fact that they probably know that people out there definitely don't have the money now?
Well, logically, you would think that, but actually the last few days, my people and I have been getting more inquiries about collection agencies calling them. And, you know, I don't know if collection agencies are calling more or if people are just home to receive the calls. So that one I'm not certain about, but certainly the activity of collection agents hasn't stopped during this, which is kind of appalling.
I know you take no pleasure in this scene, but I mean, there's potential to be, you know, an increase in the number of people who have to declare personal bankruptcy.
Yeah, I mean, for now, we're just trying to, you know, we're all working from home. We made a decision to close our business to the public, but myself and all my employees are still working. We're working from home, but the inquiries are coming in. But, you know, right now, people, I think, are sort of in a wait-and-see mode. They're availing of the programs the banks and finance companies have to defer payments. They're waiting to see what the government's going to do and how real that assistance is going to be and for how long. But, yeah, I got to believe at some point in the probably not too distant future, there's a lot of people that are going to be calling us looking to file bankruptcies and proposals, because just particularly after Snowmageddon, sort of two body blows in a matter of a few months, and some people just aren't going to be able to weather that.
Hmm. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, all the money that's being announced as financial aid from the federal and provincial governments is great because people need that assistance. But at some point in time, we're going to have to pay that money back as well as taxpayers.
That's right. I mean, that's the even bigger question. Where are all these billions of dollars going to come from? And for a province like Newfoundland, it's already, I won't say on life support, but certainly struggling between the decline in the oil revenues and the extra outlays in costs for medical costs and social support programs. It's going to be incredible how all this is going to have to be repaid over time.
Interesting. Well, hopefully people will get through it, and you know, I'm sure you're going to be getting the calls. Ian Penny, thanks for taking our call this morning. We appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, Fred. Have a great day.
You too. Stay safe out there.